part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out.
Except that we're not here. Not both of us, anyway. It's Baldwin McCullough, Kevin McCullough, playing both Baldwin and McCullough's roles tonight here on Broadway. It is the New York studios. We're glad that you're with us, and we are in the midst of watching religious freedoms be just stripped of young people. In the troublesome case in Koontz, Texas, if you are just joining us, here's what's happened. On May 8th, last month, a court ruled, after hearing all the evidence, that cheerleaders for the Koontz Independent School District had the right to put the words of Bible verses on the banners for which their football teams would run through. Things like, be strong and courageous. Because, again, that's such an anathema to the normal mindset of what a football team would want to see before it goes out onto the football field, that of course it's offensive. It must be banned. This is how the intellectual giants that run the Koontz Independent School District felt about it. But the cheerleaders defended themselves in court while the school tried to sue to have that right taken away, and the cheerleaders won. So, okay, case solved, moving on. No. This last Wednesday, the school district decided to file papers to appeal this ruling. Because if there's one thing that a public school district cannot abide, if there's one thing that it cannot suffer, it would be to be shown up by a bunch of Christian Neanderthals that had the gall to put Bible verses on football banners. See, there's something cognitively dissonant to these people. They truly believe that their right to not view any form of Scripture is in some way more impressive and more important than the cheerleader's right to express a thought that might have actually come from Scripture. So my question to you tonight is very simple. In order for the teachers to appeal this ruling, the school district to appeal this ruling, they will spend taxpayer money to do so. Now, I don't know how much money the average school budgets to, you know, win court cases, but I'm sure that the average taxpayer in the district would like to see the district run pretty cleanly. Not a lot of waste, not a lot of fraud. Kind of bare bones, making sure that the right programs get funded and making sure that they keep the right teachers employed and that they achieve results by, like, you know, getting their kids to read and graduate and do all the stuff that school is really supposed to do. The last thing on earth I think that the taxpayers of the Koontz Independent School District in Koontz, Texas want to see happen is the school say, ha! We've got a vendetta to settle here. We're gonna show up these cheerleaders if it's the last thing we do. And that's starting to be what the school district kind of looks like they're doing here, because, you know, they've already had one judge tell them you can't stifle the free expression of religious thought. So we're taking your calls at 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. The other thing we're doing is checking in Nashville, Tennessee, because it is the first time ever we've played the witty little game show here on Baldwin McCullough Live called Who Says Crazy Stuff?
Me a brain sneeze.
A what?
A brain sneeze.
It'll give you a brain sneeze.
That's what, hey, your brain needs to sneeze, but hey, it can't sneeze because it's the brain. So it just hurts.
That's Uncle Cy of Duck Dynasty. He's being pitted tonight in the ever-going episodes of of Who Says Crazy Stuff by my very own co-host, who was not able to be with us for the full show tonight. This is Stephen Baldwin, the other contestant tonight on Who Says Crazy Stuff.
Correct. Evolution means that something has become something from something else, correct?
Something has become something from something else. Well, let's go to line two. Because I want to ask Stephen Baldwin himself if he wants to play an episode of Who Says Crazy Stuff. Hello, Stephen Baldwin.
Well, that's something from something that becomes something. It just makes perfect sense to me, Kevo.
So in the two sound bites you heard, you would say Uncle Cy says crazy stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, sir. Well, you too can win a former copy of Stephen Baldwin's Variety subscription that he leaves sitting here in the office, hand-signed by the addressee, Stephen Baldwin, and we will get that to you as quickly as possible. Hey, welcome back to your own show, pal.
Thanks, brother. The show's going great. I don't know how long. I'm probably going to be late to the live performance here at the Grand Ole Opry for my presenting. The Fan Movie Award is what I'm presenting tonight. So they've been telling me to stick around backstage, but I've escaped to come back and call into Baldwin McCullough Live.
Well, that's very kind of you. And for people that weren't with us in the first hour, just remind us what you're doing tonight.
I'm here at the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee.
Which is a very cool place all in and of itself.
Absolutely. Originally built as a church for the preacher Sam Jones. They're doing a big K-Love Fan Awards here tonight with all of the top Christian artists, musicians, filmmakers, sports figures. It's just a who's who of everybody in Christianity. It's an awesome night.
Cool. And you're giving the award for fan favorite film.
Correct.
Can you tell us who the nominees were?
No, I cannot.
Okay.
I'm not allowed to say anything about it.
No, well, you're allowed to say who the nominees were. That was public knowledge.
Well, no, because when I go back in 3 minutes, I'm going to be doing it live on K-Love's radio show, so I don't want to get in trouble.
Oh, okay. Well, since we're not heard on K-Love, and, you know, we have to hold that against them. They're a fine radio network, but we're not heard on their thing. I'm very happy for you tonight. I hope you have a great time. So far, it is unanimous. Uncle Cy is saying far crazier stuff than you are in all the games that we've played so far.
Well, I'm going to just chalk that up, Kevin, as a redemption for having been fired on All-Star Celebrity Apprentice opposite Gary Busey.
You know, in the next episode, when Busey came back to the waiting room, and Lisa Rinna says to him, "Gary, we lost, and you were project manager, and you survived. That doesn't happen very often." That was a great moment, because he's sitting there looking at her like, hadn't thought of that. What? Huh?
He might have figured out a miracle had transpired.
Something like that. All right, brother, do us proud on stage tonight. Go get him.
I will, sir.
All right. There's Stephen Baldwin. He's in Nashville, Tennessee. And we're still taking your calls, 888-340-3373. Yes, and if you would like to play the easiest game show on earth to win, just let Jackie know when you call through, because we will now play another episode of Who Says Crazy Stuff? Tonight's contestant, Stevie B versus Uncle Cy of Duck Dynasty. So Duck Dynasty fans, line up, because this could be your chance to win. I've already said, the most worthless gift ever given away in a game show, which is old copies of Stephen Baldwin's Variety subscription, signed by Stephen Baldwin. The only thing that would be worth anything would be his autograph. And, you know, just the cover, I guess. Anyway, let's go back to Don in Ogden, Utah. Don was with us just before the top of the hour, and we had to cut away real quick. But, Don, I wanted you to have a chance to wrap up your thoughts. You don't think the tax dollars should be used for this, and you were going to make a second point.
Yeah, absolutely not. I mean, it's a church and state issue. That was a obscure phrase in a Thomas Jefferson or whatever.
Yeah, it was a Thomas Jefferson letter.
Yeah, it was a letter, and it was totally taken out of context, and really, if you read the whole letter, it had nothing to do with how they interpret that phrase, and now all of a sudden our whole society is dancing to that tune, and I'm just amazed at how consistent school boards and governments, people, elected officials, and people that are deciding, you know, what kind of things go in our textbooks and all of that. I mean, this has been an organized, spearheaded thing since the Stokes trial.
And they've consistently, what you didn't say, Don, but thank you for your call, what they've consistently done is they've gotten it wrong. Because even in the phrase that Thomas Jefferson refers to in that letter, and in the Constitution, it's government not messing with religion, not the other way around. More on that when we come back. Baldwin McCullough.
What does that sound mean to you?
The fuse is lit.
Are you aware that time is running out?
The fuse is lit.
You may not be up to speed on other countries' economic problems, but did you know they could wipe out your 401k?
The fuse is lit.
Your retirement plan? Everything you have worked to earn in your entire life?
The fuse is lit.
Financial experts say it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
Text FUSE. 339-38.
Do you know what you will do to prepare your family in the worst case scenario?
Free DVD.
Kirk Elliott, financial advisor, dedicated to making people ready
when the bomb goes off.
If you've not reached out for America's financial doctor,
do it now.
Kirk Elliott, PhD.com. Kirk Elliott, PhD.com.
That's two L's, two T's. Or call
866-211-8986.
The fuse is lit.
866-211-8986. 866-211-8986.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live from New York every Saturday night. Stephen Baldwin, the actor, Kevin McCullough, the talk show host, and we love coming together Saturday nights. We usually have a lot of laughs. We're usually silly. We get criticized for it. How can you boys be so silly? Don't you know the world's going to hell? Well, yeah, but better laugh than cry is kind of our philosophy. Seriously, it doesn't get much worse. You have Washington cheating and targeting innocent people at every turn. The IRS, we found out this week, not letting tax-exempt organizations get their tax exemption, but now actually targeting them for other additional purposes. And, you know, 500 organizations. We were told it was only a couple of low-level guys in Cincinnati that did all this. Turns out they've turned in 88 names that may have been involved in the targeting operation. 2 versus 88. They weren't lying, were they? They just forgot that there were 86 other people involved. Yeah. And it's interesting because I've got a piece coming out at townhall.com tonight at midnight that deals with the Kuntz Texas cheerleader issue that we're discussing tonight on Baldwin McCullough Live. Because I see this school board being exactly the same kind of people as I currently see the administration in Washington. And here's what I mean by that. Now, aside from the being able to commute your sentence and all the rest of it, that you know comes with the power of the executive branch of government, and they're not tapping the cheerleaders' phone lines. As far as we know, they didn't tap their grandmother or grandfather's phone lines. You know, oh yeah, well, they said they were going to put John 3:16 on a banner next week. We'll really get them. No, we don't think that they were using those powers like the government was with James Rosen, but the attitude is the same. We are the chosen elite ones of the educational district of Kuntz, Texas. I know, oxymoron, and back-to-back of those two things, but that's a different story. But they say, we the elites, we the school board, we the superintendent and the principal, we say, you are offensive in putting these verses on here, therefore you have no right to your religious views, you have no right to freely express them, you have no right to be anything other than what we say you can be. And the cheerleaders are just like, well, you know, like I don't think that's like what the Constitution says, like, really. And the school district said, try us then. Go to court. We'll eat you alive. They're like whatever. So they go to court and the cheerleaders win. See, like we told you so. And so a few weeks go by since the sentence was handed down and the cheerleaders walking around, you know, all the way up through prom. Yeah, we beat them. Yeah, that's us. You know it. Uh-huh. And then this last Wednesday, just before school was done for the year, just before the statute of limitations ran out, the school district said, we will sue those stinky cheerleaders. We will take them for every penny that they will be worth someday once they've paid off all their college loans and gotten out of debt. We will take them to the cleaners and take them for everything they are worth, and then some. We will see to it that another Bible verse never appears on a football banner, so long as we all shall live. At least that's how I'm interpreting it, because I don't understand why the school district, once, you know, if you have a question about it and you kind of say, well, I don't know, maybe we just honestly didn't know that Bible verses were allowed. So they go to court the first time, and you get the clarification. You go, okay, judge, I understand. We're not supposed to infringe upon the religious freedoms and the freedoms of expressions, two of the First Amendment rights of the cheerleaders. We're not supposed to infringe upon those, so we won't do that anymore. We'll go back and actually focus ourselves and dedicate our efforts to educating high school kids. Because after all, we're a school board, and that's what we're supposed to be doing. No. They come back, and now they want to spend taxpayer dollars. So the taxpayers of this school district and the taxpayers of the United States, through the extension of No Child Left Behind and the Federal Department of Education, since we all give money and it all goes to every public school somewhere, we're all connected to this. These people will take the monies that we pay in taxes and they will hire an attorney and begin to fight this thing on an appeals process. Because they somehow think that putting be strong and of a good courage, because they think that that is somehow offensive, that they're doing the right thing by fighting this. I started to explain this early in the broadcast, but I really want to make it clear. The left has this enormous problem with their own self-importance. They believe that because they believe the way they believe, that they are always right. And so, of course the judge had to be wrong, because how could the judge dare question the intellectual prowess of the overly educated school board representatives and the superintendent and the principal who made the decision to sue cheerleaders in the first place? How dare they? And at the end of all of this, what you're left with is this really clear impression that as long as the left has access to taxpayer money, they will spend it to abuse, shut down, silence, and in every other way censor the freedoms and rights of everyone they disagree with. Eric Holder decided to do it by lying to a court, and then lying to the body of Congress that he was testifying under oath to. The IRS agents decided to do it for whatever reason, and then just not explain them. So they just take the fifth. We're just not going to tell you what we did. But everything that we've told you we did pretty much thus far has been a lie. And the more the subpoenas go out and the more the Freedom of Information Act gets enacted, we're finding out more and more things that they said that just were not true. The left is very careful to use their power, and particularly the power of the purse of government, to abuse, silence, and isolate their philosophical opponents. And that's why I want these cheerleaders, if they do get brought up on an appeals case, I want them to fight it with everything they've got. I may donate money to their cause personally. Because these cheerleaders losing this appeals case would be too symbolically important to allow it to happen. These people must be put in their place. This superintendent must be fired. That school board must be voted out of office. And if you would like to just let them know your thoughts on it, the school district's phone number is 409-246-3474, 409-246-3474. Be kind when you call. And then tell them that Kevin McCullough said hello. 409-246-3474, 409-246-3474. But I want to know your thoughts. 888-340-3373.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to alli-c.com, spelled alli-c.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at alli-c.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, I'm Steve Shank, founder of eFoods Direct. Right now, we have a huge number of Americans that are in serious trouble right smack dab in the middle of the Oklahoma disasters. I know that thousands of you, like us, are frustrated with not being able to help those who have lost so much and are in so much pain. We can't stand idly by. Food is the best way to help the victims and support the relief effort. We have a plan for any of you who would like to partner with us in providing food in this desperate time of need. We've built a 7-day emergency food package containing breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a whole week for one adult valued at $60. Your $25 will ship this life-saving supply directly to those in need. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com. The food is contributed at considerably less than cost. Thank you.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with VideoDashCam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy Video Dash Cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at VideoDashCam.com. That's VideoDashCam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with Video Dash Cam.
We the people grow cotton. And weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
.com.
Baldwin McCullough, glad you're with us. 888-340-3373. Kevin McCullough is my name. My comrade, my colleague in crime, the ever effervescent, easy for me to say. Stephen Baldwin is not with us tonight. He is presenting at an award show in Nashville, Tennessee, and we're glad that you're with us. We're talking about the methodologies that the left has decided to employ in recent days. That we're just finding out about. For instance, like what the cheerleaders are dealing with in this Texas case down in Coontz, Texas, where the school district is, you know, as long as they've got taxpayer money at their disposal, they're willing to try to fight to take these rights away from these cheerleaders, these rights that a judge has already said they have, the freedom of religion, the freedom of expression. Those two things are protected First Amendment, constitutionally verifiable rights. It's not even in doubt. That's why the school district lost in the first round. The cheerleaders want to put words from Bible verses on banners that their football team runs through. They can do it. You don't have to check your religious belief because you go to work for a public school. You don't have to check your religious belief because you hold a public office. The Founding Fathers believed that we were a great nation because we were a godly nation, and as long as we continue to be a good nation, want to be a good nation, it's going to be tied to people and the faith that informs the morality. Otherwise, it just gets into, well, what's right for me is right for me, and what's right for you is right for you. And if what's right for me is that I get to rob you and kill you, you're not in very good luck. 888-340-3373. I have too many phone numbers in my head. 888-340-3373. Let's go to Bob on line one, who's calling from Hoboken, New Jersey, listening to our New York flagship affiliate, AM 970, The Answer. Hi, Bob.
How you doing?
Good.
I'm always amazed at how people forget the part that says, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof.
Amen.
And I think, what was that phrase, if I can, not 1 cent, millions for defense, not 1 cent for tribute. And I don't think these people should be paying to bring this up to another judge. I think the money would be better well spent, but it should come out of their own pocket, to take some night courses on civics and the Constitution and American history.
There you go, Bob. I'd be in favor of that.
And follow, because I don't feel that we have separation of church and state, the metaphor used by Thomas Jefferson.
It's not even a constitutional concept.
No. What we have is religious toleration.
Right.
As expressed by John Locke and as read by many of the founders. But I just found out something recently. Roger Williams was the first to come up with that. And Rhode Island was the first place in the history of the world that had total religious freedom. That includes the Quakers, for which I didn't get into it too deep. For some reason, he was very much against. And even atheists. And right now, what we have is atheists have the loudest megaphone. And they're rewriting our Constitution, they're rewriting history. And you're talking to somebody who left the church at 20 years of age in 1960. I made a decision. If somebody put a gun to your head, are you a Catholic or are you an American? I says, I'm an American. I'll deal with God when I get eyeball to eyeball with him, if he's there. I don't know. But I find myself in a strange position of having to, and this is arguing with those that are still left alive who wanted to beat me over the head with a baseball bat. But because of my, because I was a loud mouth and I said it right in their faces, but who now have gone totally the other way and are raising a second generation of atheists. I'm talking about people who considered going into the priesthood. And now they're full-blown, card-carrying atheists.
Well, you're correct, Bob, on that level, that atheism does seem to be the reason movement is what they call it. It's all about trying to argue for a moral standard in the absence of God, which I don't know how that exactly works from the level of where I come from. But at the end of the day, I appreciate the fact that you have a correct understanding of the Constitution, which is that government is to stay out of religion. Religion is never, we've never said that people that were of religious faith should stay out of government. But that's what the current atmosphere seems to want to insist upon, and I don't like it. And I think these cheerleaders have a right to express themselves, and thank you for defending it. 888-340-3373. Should the Coons County, Texas School District use taxpayer dollars to appeal this case and to serve a lesson to these cheerleaders? Your calls and thoughts next.
Hi, I'm eHarmony.com founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. When we started eHarmony.com in the year 2000, we never dreamed that by the year 2013, we'd have over 565,000 marriages. A high percentage of these marriages have involved two persons deeply dedicated to the Christian values we commonly espouse. Marriages that have proven to be unbelievably enduring and satisfying. Now, maybe you've never considered eHarmony. Some of you have tried us and didn't find what you were looking for. Whatever your story, I want you to know how deeply committed I am to the importance of maintaining a strong allegiance to everything Christian marriage stands for. If you've been away for a while, we want to welcome you back. We promise to do everything in our power to help you succeed. Come to eHarmony.com and get started today for free.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Hi, my name is Stephen Heuer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Tell them Kevin McCullough sent you.
The question in the case of the Texas cheerleaders, the cheerleaders that were putting Bible verses on the banners that the football team would run through, should they be being contested? Should that case be being appealed by the school district? Knowing that they have to use taxpayer dollars to do it, knowing that they have to use other people's money to do it. See, I think leftists love to use other people's money to try to do things that they probably shouldn't be doing. But as long as someone else is paying the tab, what difference does it make to them? I think that's kind of how they view life in general. I think it's how the Attorney General and the President and the IRS and all these groups that have been involved in these scandals for the last, 6 years. I think it's the mentality behind it. Well, it doesn't hurt us to lose, a few IRS agents that put them on this duty of scoping out 500 plus conservative organizations and beginning to monitor them and deny tax exempt funding for them and all the rest of it. We will use the power at our disposal. We will use the money at our disposal. We will use the muscle and the strength that we have at our disposal to ruin and target those who disagree with us. This is the leftist way. This school board is the equivalent of a fascist dictatorship. We don't want these cheerleaders to be able to say, be strong and of good courage, or let not your heart be troubled, or never let loyalty and faithfulness leave you. They're not even putting, by the way, scriptural references below the quotes. They're just using the words. If you are an atheist and you don't know anything about the Bible, how can you be offended by a phrase that says, be strong and of good courage? Does it offend you so much to know that was God's instruction to his people? Does it bother you so much that just knowing where it came from grates on you, and therefore these cheerleaders should not be allowed to say those words to those football players? Friends, the school district has better things to do with the money, right? Do we want our school districts tying up the court system, trying to stop cheerleaders from being able to put kind, honest, supportive words? I mean, it's not like the cheerleaders are saying, repent or go to hell on the banner. It's not like they're saying, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. It's not like they're saying, turn or burn. These cheerleaders are actually, I know it probably comes as a shock to the administration of the school district, they're actually supportive of the school. They're actually in favor of helping their team win and their town, you know, capture the championship. There's actually an element of this that makes no sense from the school district's point of view in terms of them fighting it. Because all the cheerleaders are there to do is to service, to support, to bring about spirit and to encourage people to support and to rally to the side of the football team, which they seem to do a pretty good job of. But the school district says, no, you put a Bible verse on that banner, we will punish you. And then when they lose in court on the first round, they say, oh, okay, well, we'll just appeal that. So should they be using taxpayer dollars to appeal this case and to take it to a higher court? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373 to weigh in, 888-340-3373. Baldwin McCullough Live is the show you're listening to. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Only 12 minutes left in the show. I want to hear from as many of you as possible. Now, there's plenty of help, by the way, that are coming to the side of the cheerleaders. There's a law firm out of Dallas that has said, you know what, if the school district continues to oppress you in this way, we will see to it that you are represented in court. But it is starting to tie up a lot of time. It is starting to take up a lot of attention for the people that are caught trying to defend this and defend it on the next level. To me, it seems such a complete waste of time on the part of the school district. Surely there is better things to do with their time. Surely improving their graduation ratio, getting kids that can read a little bit better, helping kids transition from school to college or from school to vocational study or from school to the workplace. Surely these would be better uses of time and or money and or energy on behalf of the school. But they decided last Wednesday, under the cover of darkness, hoping nobody would notice, that they were going to appeal this. And I can't help but think that they've got a little bit of a sore loser aspect to this, because when the original court handed down its decision on May 8th, I think everybody pretty well thought, well, that's soundly argued from a legal perspective. You can't take the rights away from these kids. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. I'm curious as to your thoughts. Should school districts use taxpayer money, or should they be forced to find their own cash to bring an appeals case like this against their own students. See, friends, the more I think about it, the more sinister it gets. You're talking about a school district that wants to target its very own students. It wants to put down their own cheerleaders just to teach them this lesson. That is really something. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Take your calls. I've also got the story linked at facebook.com/KMC01. It's the May 8th story from the Texas judge ruling that the cheerleaders could put Bible verses on their banners. It was a big victory. And it seems to me should have been one that had settled the argument. Maybe it's good.
Hi, I'm Kevin McCullough. Have you seen the headlines as it relates to the implementation of Obamacare? It's a total disaster. Has been from the beginning. I even predicted it would be in my book, No, He Can't, How Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change. You know who else saw it coming from the beginning as well? My friends AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. What did they see? They saw AARP take $1 billion in taxpayer money as a bribe to support Obamacare. And even though the vast majority of AARP members said, we don't want AARP to be in bed with Obamacare, they took the bribe, took your tax dollars, and did it anyway. That's why you deserve a better choice. And that's what AMAC is. It's a united voice, information, advocacy, discounts, benefits, travel, and insurance. Call them at 888-262-2006 or go to AMAC.us. AMAC is better. Better for you. Better for America. 888-262-2006. That's 888-262-2006 or AMAC.us. And tell them Kevin McCullough sent you.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Come to the Gluten-Free Expo at Ernie's Pub and Grill in Burnsville, Minnesota, Sunday, June 9th. We'll be giving away free samples of great gluten-free products. Vendors including Bob's Red Mill, Pamela's Product, Mary's Gone Crackers, and much more. Experience supplements from Dr. Wallet, the man who took on the FDA 8 times and won on all counts. One day only, Sunday, June 9th, from 3 to 6 p.m. Visit erniespub.com or call 952-435-2867.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
786.
Baldwin McCullough for Saturday nights, every Saturday night, starting at 9 o'clock Eastern, going all the way to 11, and in some cases delayed only by a few minutes in different parts of the country. But thank you for being with us every Saturday night. Our phone line is open, 888-340-3373. Tonight we're talking about the Texas cheerleaders and whether or not the school district should use taxpayer money to try to serve a lesson to these cheerleaders for beating them in the lower courts. Let's go to Flagstaff, Arizona, on line one. Sirius XM listener Glenn has joined us. Glenn, thank you for being with us on Baldwin McCullough.
Yeah, this is just another example of how this government is trying to take people's freedoms away. And
of course they shouldn't appeal the case. I can understand the belligerent school system that we've been dealing with for 40 years trying to take them to court in the first place, but they certainly shouldn't appeal the case. That's absolutely absurd. And it's just another example of Barack Obama and his socialist agenda trying to take over this country and take away people's freedoms. And he's not fooling people. There's a lot of us that didn't vote for him. And gosh, I'm so disappointed that he was elected the second time. But,
yeah, you and me both, Glenn, and that's one of those sad things. But, you know, I think one of the benefits of the last few weeks is that we've seen just how far unchecked power can really swerve into danger. And hopefully it's becoming a wake-up call, if to no one else than at least the press that discovered that they too were victims of raw, unaccountable power. And hopefully we'll start to see a little bit of honest reporting and maybe an actual impression upon the American people that, you know, you really do have to hold people accountable that you put into office.
If we don't, I don't see much hope for our country because people seem to follow wherever the media leads them.
Yeah, they sure do, Glenn. Well, thank you for your call tonight, and I'm with you on that. I don't think that the community should do it either. I think that what they should do is say to the cheerleaders, you know what, you won fair and square. We're gonna let you go on and express yourselves the way you desire to, as long as it's not obscene or vulgar. You know, motivate those boys. Go win football games. Isn't the purpose of a cheerleading squad to help a football team win? I mean, as best as they can from the outside looking in. I thought that's what it was all about. Well, call me crazy. I'm Kevin McCullough. I get kind of crazy every single day on many of these same stations on the Kevin McCullough Show, so I hope that you'll join me this week, also on Sirius XM every single day as well. You can also stay in contact with me on Facebook.com/KMC01, Facebook.com/KMC01. You can use our 888-340-3373 number to leave us voicemails 24 hours a day and around the clock. If you want to follow me on Twitter, it's at KMC Radio, and I even have an email address. KMCRadio@gmail.com. KMCRadio@gmail.com. My compadre Stephen Baldwin is in Nashville tonight. He will rejoin us next week for Baldwin McCullough, where we will again seek to have a little bit of fun on a Saturday night, even if Uncle Cy won't be with us at that time.
We had a brain sneeze.
A what?
A brain sneeze?
It'll give you a brain sneeze. That's what I. Your brain needs to sneeze, but hey, it can't sneeze because it's the brain. So it just hurts.
Have a great week.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618, BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237.